You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As the city of Raqqa is recaptured from so-called Islamic State militants, aid organisations are warning that the humanitarian crisis in northeast Syria is rapidly escalating. The international charity Save the Children says there are more than 270,000 people who have fled the Raqqa fighting and are in critical need of aid. They say conditions in the overcrowded camps are miserable, but it is not yet safe for people to go back, and many of their homes are now turned to rubble. Alan MacDonald, Save the Children's regional media manager for the Middle East and Eastern Europe, told us of how children in camps around Raqqa are traumatized, as well as in need of food, clean water and shelter.
Most of the children in Raqqa have fled the city over the past few months and are now staying in camps around the city. They've been living for 3 years or more under ISIS in quite horrific conditions. They've seen terrible violence. Some of them tell us that they've seen people beheaded or executed in the streets in front of them. They've lost their family and friends. In the past few months with the military offensive, a lot of them have had their homes bombed, schools bombed, been caught up in heavy fighting. So they've been through really horrific violence for the past few months and the past few years. And when we see them arrive in the camps, a lot of them are very overcome with the trauma that they've gone through. A lot of them are having nightmares. They can't sleep. They're very deeply psychologically affected by everything that they've seen.
I think there are many problems about food and water.
Yes. Inside Raqqa city, for the past few months, there's been very little water, very little food, electricity, any kind of services because of the offensive and the fighting and the situation in the city. So people have been really struggling to get food to eat or clean water to drink. Also, there's medical supplies for sick children. Most of the health facilities have been destroyed or run out of medicine, so it's been very difficult for them to get treatment. And then they arrive in the camps after fleeing the city, and there are aid agencies providing some food and water and medicine and so on, but it's not enough. The camps are very overcrowded. There's more than 250,000 people now who have fled the area, and the amount of aid in these camps is not enough for everybody. So a lot of children are still short of food, water, medicine, and also shelter. It's now October, but we're heading into winter, and in that part of Syria, the temperatures get below freezing. It regularly snows over the winter. So we're very worried that these children are going to be stuck in these tented camps without proper shelter in a very freezing part of the year.
That was Alan MacDonald, Regional Media Manager for the Middle East and Eastern Europe for Save the Children.